In the 20th siman of Orchos Yosher, Rav Chaim Knievsky Zecher Tzadik Levracha discusses Nekima Unetira, vengeance and grudges. Instead of employing his own words, he chooses instead, as we've seen so many times, to allow the words of Chazal and their beauty to speak and penetrating insight to speak for themselves. He begins by discussing the important Gemara in Yomach of Beis Amid Beis, which defines Nekima Unetira, respectively, and also the differences between them. In that context, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Ezohi Nekima v'Ezohi Netira. Nekima, Amar Lehi Shilani Magalecha, lend me your sickle, one man says to his friend, Amar Leh Lav. He says, no, 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 no. Lemachar Amar Leh, He goes back. Reuven went to Shimon. Now Shimon goes back to Reuven. Amar lehu hu hishilani kardumecha. So he had a sickle, but the day after he noticed he needed to cut some wood, needed an axe. Amar leini mashilcha kederech shalohi shaltani. I'm not going to give you my axe the same way you wouldn't lend me your sickle. Zohi nekima. That's taking vengeance. Vezohi netira. And what is considered netira? Amar lehi shilani kardu mecha, lend me, he says, your axe. Amar leh lo, no. Lemachar Amar lehi goes back to him and says, I needed hishilani chalucha, I need a robe. Amar lehi helech. So he says to him, you can have it. Have my robe, even though you didn't give me your axe. Eini kamoscha shalohi shaltani. I'm not like you who didn't lend me something. Instead, I'll give it to you. Zohi netira, and that's as opposed to taking revenge. Here you give him, though he wouldn't give to you, but you hold the grudge in your heart. There's a level of resentment expressed, even if you end up doing him the service that he needed. That's as it says in the Torah, lo sikom velo sitor. Two potentially different lavim of the Taryag mitzvos. And Rav Chaim Knievsky discusses the Machlokes Rishonim, whether or not, in the end of the day, these prohibitions are limited to the world of Mammon, or they expand to all areas of life. Pinning the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, both in Avos and in Shari Tshuva, to do that limits all of these Yisurim about harboring these feelings in one's heart, who limits that those feelings, Belibo, to the world of Mammon. And the Shita of the Rambam, at the very, very, very end of Hilchos Deos, the last two halachos in all of the Sefer, was the expansive position that extends the problem of harboring resentment or rancor in one's heart to all areas of life, and not just to the world of Mammon. And in that context, though he doesn't quote the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, he quotes the lengthy words of the Rambam and says, first about Nekama, that Nekama, afal pish eno loke alav, dea raha hi ad me'od. There's no malchus for Nekama. Even if there is some kind of action or restraint of action involved, there are no malchus because in the end of the day, it's a dea raha hi ad me'od. And don't think just because there are no malchus, it's any less. It's a terrible, terrible dea. Ela rohi lo la'adam lios mavir al midosav, al kol divrei ha'olam, there is nothing in this world that's so worth it that a person should harbor ill feelings towards a fellow to whom he's perceived a wrong has been done to him. And therefore, a person should always, these are my own words, I guess, be mevater and forgive and forgo anything he sees as a perceived wrong done to him. And that's Nekama. Get over it and give him, though he wouldn't to you. Don't sweat it. And when it comes to the very, very last halacha, when he's talking about Netira, the Rambam focuses more even on the machshava part, not only the action part involved in this midah, not only prohibition, that a person should be yimache hadavar milibo v'lo yitirenu shekolzman shehu noter es hadavar v'zochro. Whenever a person harbors those feelings in his heart and remembers it and doesn't just forget it, put it to the back as if it never happened. Shema Yavalimko. Sheva Yavalimko. Even a person who just does Netira and will give the object, won't hold it against his friend, by having the feelings alone, the feelings can ultimately lead, be exacerbated to the point of Nekama. Lefikach hikpi the Torah, not only on Nekama, on vengeance, but even on just merely holding a grudge. Believe. Achi yimacha avon milibo, velo yiskerenu klal. Vizohi, the Rambam says, these final words of Hilchos Deos. Vizohi hadas hanachona she'efsher she'yizkayim ba'yishuv ha'aretz, umhasam umhatanam shel b'nei adam ze'em ze'. Finally ending with the Medrash La'olam, that this is really the Mid of Klal Yisrael. Mid of Klal Yisrael is that when something's done inappropriately to them, there's a perceived wrong, they shouldn't do Nekama, shouldn't do Netira. This is the Derech of Yisrael HaKadoshim. Aval HaGoyim HaAchzarim V'Arlei Lev, Nokmim V'Notrim V'Evrasan Shmura LaNetzach. This Mida typifies the Chesed of Klal Yisrael, who understand and cultivate this sense of vatranut. That's the whole point. And then he quotes the Sefer HaChinuch, who adds a theological, beyond just a moral component to all of this, that when a person does something to his friend, he shouldn't perceive that it's the friend who's done the wrong. Sishiba shetavo elav meis Hashem yisbarach. Miyad Adam, miyad ish echav. Everything that happens to an individual is really coming from the agency, through the agency of the Ribon Shel Olam. And you perceive what happened in this world to be a quibble between man and his friend, but it really is all happening to him, it's all part of Hashgacha. It's not the friend, and therefore the friend to whom you should respond. But ki ha'avon hu ha'mesavev. It's sin. It's Ribbono Shel Olam's decision to give you things in this world, and therefore there's no basis on which, never mind it being a bad midah, there's no basis on which for you to respond negatively towards the person you perceive has been the basis of a wrong done to you. And quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, sometimes you might think, a person might think, even given all this midah, that he needs to make an example, that people can't treat him, can't take advantage of him. Maybe you fear that if you become a nice guy or sweet, sometime in this world that we live in, it's very easy to think that if you don't stand up for yourself, you're just going to be trampled on. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says, don't think that. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a haftacha, giving a haftacha, that if you act with this level of shiflus and vatranus, the Ribbono Shel Olam will protect you. And even going so far to even not put yourself in a situation, to just developing and cultivating a personality that doesn't even come near doing this or taking revenge, even afilu ligrom sheyavol nekimo netiraser. And he concludes, as I'll conclude, with a story that not only talks about this mida, but also shows how one who does this can actually turn and impact others in such a major way. The story goes that Shmuel Hanagid was walking with the king one day, and a certain goy came out to greet them and began cursing Rabbi Shmuel. And the Melech said to Rabbi Shmuel, "Sheyachtoch hashashono," cut off his tongue. Cut off his tongue. And what happened instead is Shmuel Hanagid, instead of doing what the king ordered, instead he sent him presents and converted this guy who had cursed him into his friend. Later on, different day, the king and Shmuel Hanagid were again walking. And this fellow came to greet them. And this time, he blessed Rav Shmuel Hanagid. And the king said, "Why didn't you cut off his tongue, as I ordered?" Says Rav Shmuel Hanagid, "V'amar lai asisi kifkud asecha." I did exactly as you told me. "Chatachti l'shono hara'a," I cut off his tongue, his evil tongue. "V'samti lo lashon tova tachtav," and I put in him a speech of good. And that exactly is the midah of a person who's able to see the world in this way from a broader perspective. Wish everybody a wonderful day.